I guess maybe more so than some other areas. You know, areas are different, so different around Atlanta. But we have a lot of Orientals, Asians, primarily Orientals and Asians. So
what's the difference between? How do you differentiate between the two?
Orientals, you know, Chinese, mm-hmm. and you know their words are more clipped, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know even know if I'd be able to tell you the difference if they were Japanese, but maybe, mm-hmm. I'm not real sure, but a lot of Chinese, and Asian as far as like Middle Eastern people, and I don't always know where they come from. Sometimes I'll ask them, you know, if we're in a store enough, there's a, right here, you said you were at the Citgo, mm-hmm. a minute ago. The man who owns it, he and his parents own it, and they're Middle Eastern, and I don't really talk to him a lot, but my son does, and my son goes in there and has regular conversations with him. He knows all about him, which is, I think, is really funny, but that be how I would differentiate. I mean, I know the difference in the way the people look as well as the way they talk. What about, I can just about tell where they're from, you know, Middle East, China.
What about something like the way people talk in Atlanta versus the way they talk in Elberton?
now there you got a difference. Atlanta, I've noticed over the years, we've gotten so many Yankees that people now, even my own children, which God forbid, that everybody's losing their Southern accent, and it's a shame. I haven't lost mine, and never will, I'm sure. But my kids, even growing up in school, they've been exposed to so many different cultures, which is a good thing, mm-hmm. because I never was.
Right.
But they've been exposed to so many different cultures that I've noticed their language changes. They still have some Southern accent, but not like mine. But in Elberton, people still have that slow Southern talk. It sometimes just drives you crazy. I mean, my cousin still says grass, which is grass, or glass. You know, she just drags out, and she's still in Greenwood. But I've noticed since I've been in Atlanta, that as bad as my accent is, theirs is just way drawn out. And then coming from downtown, I can work downtown all day. Half the time, I can't tell you where anybody's from anymore.
So you work downtown?
I do. I work in Midtown.
Oh, okay.
So I get a lot. And we have a lot of, in our office is not real huge, but everyone there is from the South, except one woman we have, and we call her our token Yankee.
Where's she from?
She's from Ohio, and we just love to rib her. But her talk is, I mean, her, I guess the way she sounds, the inflection that she puts on words, it's really different. But yeah, you get quite a difference in the speech from, say, Atlanta to Elberton. But they still talk like that in Elberton. You don't find many Yankees in Elberton.
So you think you can hear a difference, I think you said, in the way younger people
yes,
talk today?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They're not... the more they're exposed to the different cultures, the more their language, the way they sound, changes. It's really funny to me that